My guests in studio now are Gail Cruikshank, talent director from the Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation, and Nick Ranowski from Capital One. Thank you both for coming in today.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the Innovation Awards. Gail, do you want to give us the background here?
Sure, absolutely. The Innovation Awards are something that we've been doing in the community in partnership with Capital One for 7 years now. I had to go back and see how long it's been going, but it's just an opportunity for us to highlight, you know, great things happening in our community. So many times we think that, oh, all the great innovation happens in those big cities, you know, way across the country and those sort of things. And there is a lot of exciting things happening here in the Greater St. Cloud area. So we take that chance to highlight just a few of those and then hopefully encourage employers to really think about showcasing what they are doing to help grow the community.
Nick, why is Capital One involved with this?
I think it showcases our commitment to innovation. At the enterprise level, which we see nationally, you know, we're investing in things like AI, artificial intelligence, machine learning, those types of things. And I think that gets a lot of the headlines. And I think the cool thing about the innovation awards here in the St. Cloud community is that it showcases other things that are happening from an innovation perspective, and we're able to make an investment in what's happening here locally, which is awesome.
What kind of things are you looking for? What is innovation? I mean, can it vary?
I think it absolutely can vary. I think about it, at a personal level. I shared a story that I meet with every single new hire class that comes in on my team here in St. Cloud and in other sites. And one of the things I stress is their role in innovation, which can be as simple as raising my hand and saying, you know, I don't get this process. I think we can do it this way and do it better. You know, you don't have to say it has to be a technology change to be innovative. And I think the simplest things can really turn out to make the largest impact.
Well, it could be, you could just be be efficiency and things like that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just wanted to add on, we highlight also non-for-profit enterprises, you know, and organizations and initiatives in addition to for-profit businesses. So what we do is we award 2 for-profit awards, one as an emerging leader in the community and one for an established business. And then we also highlight 2 nonprofits. So again, many times those nonprofit folks get overlooked, and because they might be very, very small, but it's that small difference that's really going to make a difference for the community.
Can either of you give us some examples of some of the innovations happening here in central Minnesota that you can think of? And it could just be ones that are happening at Capital One, too, if you wanted to bring those up, Nick.
Well, the one that I'll highlight as one of our nonprofits was, you may have seen the little shower van that's going around town. It's Shower the People. So it is an initiative that a couple folks put together that, you know, trying to help those homeless people, those folks that maybe don't have the freedom to just jump in a shower whenever they want to, and they want to help them, get them off the ground and help support them in how they can. So it's gone beyond just the physical shower, but they actually retool the bus to be like a personal bathroom. And so it gives, again, some of those folks that need that extra support that, you know, hug, that feel of really feel good in the community. So that was an example of one of our most recent nonprofit.
Okay. Now, one of the things I know just walking by Capital One the other day and to see your workout equipment, it's like you're kind of ahead of the game. We don't have that here yet. I would use it if we did. And do you see a lot of your employees taking advantage of those opportunities?
Absolutely. I think health and wellness is one of the areas that certainly is an area of commitment for Capital One here locally. And not only do we have the fitness space that I think it's somewhere in the ballpark of, you know, 60-70% of associates have a membership there and are using it, but we also have a medical center on site. So, you know, you're not feeling very well for a given day, you can go down there and get checked out. And that's just an awesome additional perk that we have. And, you know, it certainly, you know, can move the needle when it comes to innovation, right? Who knew that, you know, making that type of investment to associates could have such a profound impact, but it certainly does.
Does that make a difference with your employees?
Absolutely. I think just in terms of overall engagement, right? They see that we're making a commitment to them as associates, but even beyond that personally, right? We're thinking about their well-being beyond just the time that they spend inside the office. And, you know, studies show that if you're making that type of a commitment, generally you're going to see a return in productivity as well.
Can your employees use that during the workday?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's when most associates use it, to be honest with you. A lot of people will utilize their lunch breaks and head down there. I do the same thing. Whenever I have that hour of free time, I try to get down there and run on the treadmill, or they have personal trainers there as well. So it just depends on what your preference is.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, and again, that speaks loudly to the talent and retention piece, you know, and that's where this whole innovation thing really comes full circle, that if candidates know that these companies are incredibly innovative, they're looking to me for ideas to enhance their business, or they provide perks or special things like that to their employees, you know, that's going to be that place of choice then, that job seeker says, hey, I want to work there versus there, because they're doing all of these things, both for the community and for me as an associate. So, you know, the whole innovation really, it highlights our community as a place that people are going to want to think about when they want, if they are trying to decide, do I want to live St. Cloud, or do I want to live in the metro, or do I want to live X city? You know, these are the things that I'm hearing that St. Cloud is doing, and that's going to put me here. And then I'm going to really see how I can get involved in the community and give back to my employer with, again, producing those innovative ideas, or, again, those companies realizing just doing those little things that Nick talked about is huge for Capital One in the recruiting arena.
Being innovative is taking a risk, isn't it? And sometimes you try something and it doesn't necessarily get the desired result, but the key is to keep trying, right?
Absolutely. I think that you have to show associates that you're giving them that freedom to make mistakes, and that's okay, right? You have to I forget the analogy or the right saying, but you have to, you know, fail in order to achieve in a lot of cases. And I think it gives associates a sense of empowerment, right, that they have a stake in the game in the work that they're doing, which really goes a long way to keeping folks engaged. They know why they're doing the work that they're doing, and they have the ability to change that if they think they can do it better.
Mm-hmm. Do you sit down, Nick, and have meetings with staff to come up with what things are trending, what direction? And how can we be ahead of the trend?
Absolutely. Frequently. I mentioned that I meet with all of the new hire classes, which generally is about one a month or every other month. But we also consistently do roundtables, office hours, things like that, with the idea of, you know, I'm not the one doing the work, right? They're the ones doing the production work. They know the work inside and out, and I need them to be able to show me on how we can do it better, right? Whether that's utilizing technology or simply, you know, decreasing the number of handoffs a process might have. You know, it doesn't matter, but the associates are the ones that are going to tell us how we can do it better. We just have to provide the channels in order for them to raise their hand and tell us.
And you brought up technology, and people are looking for things now. It's the immediacy. We see that in this business, in the media business, that more and more people are listening to us in different ways, whether it be on the WJON app, whether it be online using channel 189. We have an FM and an AM station. So there's five different ways to be able to get what you're listening to right now. So it is a challenge to try to meet what people's needs are. And that continues to evolve.
It does continue to change. And those employers that are willing to realize that and continue to always look at their processes to say, hey, this worked for me great last year, but it's not hitting it this year. Or, you know, we just need to come up with a new and different idea. And, you know, to Nick's point, it's your employees that are in your building day in and day out that are going to have those ideas because they work so closely to it. And the ones that showcase that are really the ones that are continuing to grow in our community.
Nick, do you find that when you allow for your employees to be engaged and to be creative, that they have more of a stake and they become more productive?
Absolutely. There's a sense of ownership behind the work that they're doing. And I think the more that we can provide them those opportunities to be able to showcase what they're doing, how they're doing it, or drive change, the more engaged and excited they're going to be about the work, right? They feel that ownership. And quite frankly, when you own something, right, you're going to care that much more about it. You're going to work that much harder to ensure that you're getting the results. So,
if people do want to find out more about the Innovation Awards, Gail?
Yes, if all of the videos from this last year and even past years are available on our website. So it's just greaterstcloud.com/innovation. That will take you to the videos that you can see firsthand our winners this past year and see how great they are. And then from a recruitment and retention standpoint, to build on that, just as a reminder, there is just a ton of information on our Greater St. Cloud JobSpot.com website for employers and for job seekers to help prepare each of them for each other.
And if you're looking for a job, how innovative should you be? And what are ways to be innovative? I know we've talked about like transferable skills like every time you come
in. Yes, every single time.
So I had to make sure I mentioned it before I ran out of time. Are there different ways that you can be innovative with how you try to get jobs?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a multitude of ways. And again, it's using those resources and it's thinking about who's going to be that best connection for me, for that potential employer. And what does my resume look like? Is it aligning to what that employer that I want to work for is looking for? I mean, so again, you can't just do the standard. You have to be innovative and creative to find that job that's the best fit for you as well.
What's the website to go and find out more?
GreaterSt.CloudJobSpot.com for the employment piece and GreaterSt.Cloud.com/innovation if you want to see more about our innovation awards going on in the community.
Okay, very good. Thank you both for stopping by today.
Awesome. Thank you.
Gail Cruickshank, Talent Director from the Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation, Nick Granowski from Capital One.